Hey, what's going on? Welcome to HMH Motivation. Today is a great day. Today, I am so inspired. I am so driven. I'm so motivated. I love seeing people achieve their dreams and reach their total successes. That's what this is about. It's about seeing you where you want to be. But I want to get a little grimy a little bit right now. I want to talk about something a little bit more grimy. I want to talk about the people that don't want to see you succeed. I want to talk about how that's the best thing that ever happened to you because it's fueling you. That is your fuel to succeed, is the people that don't believe in you. And understand those are the people that's the closest to you. They can't believe that other people see you in a certain light. See, when people tell you, hey, you're the modern day Martin Luther King, and they laugh and they chuckle, they don't believe it. They don't believe that you, they don't believe the light that people see you in. They don't see you for what you could be. Old man once said, if you see a man for what he could be, he'll become more. If you see a man as he is, he'll remain the same. Guys, use that. Use that burning desire to win. Use that fuel. Use that hate, that pain. Because it's the people that stand in your face smiling every single day, looking at you, telling you that, hey, they want you to succeed. But once you bring up your goals, once you mention the compliments that you get in the streets, the compliments that you're getting online, the love that you're getting, they're envious of that. People hate and they're jealous of where you are and where you have potential to be. More importantly, this comes from the closest piece to you. Sometimes it's come from a spouse. Sometimes it's come from family. But you have to fight through that and use that, okay? Listen, Jay-Z has a quote that says his uncle told him that he wouldn't sell 1 million records. And then he came back and said, I sold 1 million records like 1 million times. His uncle didn't mean any malice behind it, but his uncle could not see the vision that Jay-Z had for himself. See, sometimes that hate is really just them not being able to see where you're headed or what you have up your sleeve. They don't see you for your full potential, and they don't know. I mean, obviously, we all know that a lot of people don't live up to their full potential, not fully realizing that you aren't a lot of people. You're you. You're special. You're one of a kind. Count me out if you want to and watch what I do. Watch what I do. I want you. I feel it. I want to hear it. I love when people get to the point where they want to tell you exactly how they feel. They want to tell you exactly how they don't believe that you are who you are. Some people can stand right in front of you all day and not truly see that you are who you are. And it's okay to tell them, I'm me. I'm sorry. That a lot of people are not going to be happy about that. Put your whole self into your craft. Put your whole self into exactly what you want to be, exactly what you want to become. Use that as fuel to drive you. No excuses. Take the next 3 to 6 months and focus on nothing but yourself. Focus on peace and progression. Peace and progression. Anything that no longer grows you, get it the hell away from you. Get it away from you. It's not meant for you. Guys, use this. Use this as fuel. Use it to drive you. That's what this is for. See, we're not waiting back for people to be on our side. We're going out and achieving more. Anything that happened in the past no longer matters. Anything that I achieved in the past, I don't even want to hear about it because I'm working on something new. I'm working on something more. Thank you for acknowledging things that I've accomplished in the past. But I need to achieve more. And the reason I need to achieve more because that is what inspires others. You need to use your dreams to fuel you, use your pain to fuel you to your dreams and through your dreams. And what I mean by that is use your pain, use your hurt, use your struggle to fuel you to where you want to be and beyond that to the point where you're inspiring others to be everything that they wanted to be. See, a lot of people don't know how to really make use of the information that's available to them. They don't know how to make use of it. See, If I'm reading something or I'm watching someone and they're headed or they said something in a direction that I'm trying to go, I'm going to study it, rehearse it, and become it until it becomes a part of my personality, until it becomes a part of me. That's in a direction I want to go. If I'm the same person I was last year, I'm doing a horrible job at progressing. A horrible job. 365 days went by and I'm still exactly who I was last year. Listen, give yourself a timeline. Write out exactly what you want to do, how fast you want to do it. Write out exactly what you want to do, what you want to have, everything that you want. And then literally the very next day, I want you to figure out How can you get a step closer today? What can you do? Who can you call? Who can you contact? Who can you be around? What can you create to get a step closer to that today? That's what this is about. Guys, achieve more. Be more. Don't let nothing stop you. Be relentless about your dreams. Be relentless about your goals. And anyone who no longer grows you, anyone that is hurting you. And a lot of people need to have people that's bringing them down around them. The reason why is because they need some fuel. They fuel off of that. That's what inspires them. They drive off hate. They drive off of the pain, the hurt. They drive off of their entire life. They were never seen for their true potential. So that story, that struggle is what caused them to want to succeed more, to achieve more. Guys, listen, I want you to dive, put your whole self into your craft without any limitations. There are no such thing as limitations. Limitations are what you create in your own head. There's no such thing as limitations. The person that succeeds is the person that dealt with the problem the longest. That's it. The person that succeeds is the person that dealt with the problem the longest. Do not give up. They're wanting you to succeed. They're thriving. They're thriving off of you not succeed. They're watching you the entire time. They're watching you. Instead of doing their own thing, stay away from they. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stay away from they. But keep an eye on them. I never feel the hate. I just hear about it. I don't feel it. I just hear about it. And that inspires me. I love it. And I want you to use it. I want you to love it because that is what's going to keep your engine full. That's a piece of it. But most importantly, the inspiration that's going to come from the success. You're inspiring others to get to where they always dreamed of being. That's what this is about. This is about love and success. This is about passion, diving into it. Guys, you don't know how many people are watching you. A lot of people are waiting on you as well to break that point, that break that barrier to where you're truly everything that you dreamed of being. Like when you really can sit down and say, I am who I grew up in, who I dreamed of being as a kid. That's success. That's what you want to become. That's what you want to be. Guys, sit down and tell yourself, listen, I dreamed of being this person and every day I'm going to make an exponential effort to be able to become that person tomorrow. Let's make it happen. I love you.